Finally, today we hear a personal reflection on Superstorm Sandy from one of our own. We started our program by talking with New York Congresswoman-elect Grace Meng, who talked about how her constituents in the Queens area were coping with the aftermath. We must remember that tens of thousands of people on the East Coast are still recovering, and now snow has added misery to devastated areas. Producer Amitha Parasher tells us more about her experience helping her family clean up after the storm.
I've covered hurricanes, earthquakes, and even tsunami cleanup, but I've never had a disaster hit home. My fiancé's family is from one of the areas suffering the most after Superstorm Sandy, Rockaway Park in New York City. You don't just live in Rockaway, it's a place that you're from. Sarah's mom grew up in Rockaway, it's where her parents bought their first home, and where her grandmother has lived for more than 40 years. When Sarah's brother and sister decided to ride out the hurricane, we got a late night phone call. Her sister said, "The basement and first floor are flooding. We're fine right now. We'll call you if we're not." The next morning, we saw the horrifying pictures. 6 square blocks in the Breezy Point part of Rockaway burned to the ground. We got a text message that her family was okay, but we knew the community was not. So when it stopped raining, we all went to Rockaway. We drove up with a week's worth of food, bleach, generators, and the thing that made us the most nervous, red cans of gasoline. The first day of cleanup was the worst. Sarah's uncle leaned hard against the fence outside his basement apartment as we went through his life's worth of stuff, now covered in sewage and dirt. A diary from 1985, the handmade hutch that was a wedding present, and a $6,000 air conditioner he'd just put in. Eventually, the trash heap towered over Sarah's 6'9" brother, matching the small mountains outside of nearly every house in the neighborhood. It's been almost 2 weeks since the storm, and the streets are still deeply covered in sand and moldy trash. It's hard to imagine how much force that water had to have to bust open windows and carry 2 feet of sand into a basement. But we got all the sand out, an army of cousins, neighbors, and some people we didn't even know, one shovel and one bucket at a time. We emptied and scrubbed her parents' house until the bleach smell finally overpowered the smell of sewage. My future father-in-law pulled a dining table out of his trash heap and tried to hose it off. He said it was his first table when he got married and had wanted it to be ours too. But it's not really about the stuff or about the houses with flooded basements. What stayed with me is the sense that an entire community is now broken. It's about the elderly neighbor limping over to ask where the shelters are and who is going to pump her basement. It's about the houses that didn't have mountains of trash out front because that meant their basements are still full of water and sewage. It's about the snow that came this week and the power that isn't expected to be back for at least 6 more weeks. It's the people whose families can't bring them gas and food and who have nowhere to evacuate to. And it's about that community slogging away day after day, feeling that it has been forgotten. I've learned that people from Rockaway have a special breed of grit and resilience. It's a community of cops, firefighters, and nurses that stepped up for New York City after September 11th, and has stepped up every day after. They will rebuild, and by next summer the basements will be dry and we'll all go back for long days roasting on the beach. But the rest of us could have done better.
That was Tell Me More producer Amitha Parasher on the cleanup from Superstorm Sandy. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more on Monday.